taking it.
So I got the Calitran, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitran. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitran has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitran, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitran?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
This is part of a trend, a new normal that we got to deal with.
California Governor Jerry Brown, who says the wildfire situation in his state isn't going to improve anytime soon. At least 17 such fires continue to burn, most of them out of control. A governor's office spokesman says the firefight's become an international effort now.
Actually, 16 states in all, as well as two countries, Australia and New Zealand, who have dispatched firefighters.
The car fire claiming its seventh victim, a utility worker, was killed yesterday near Reading while doing repair work in a remote wilderness area. Dozens of people killed in Indonesia after another strong earthquake hits the island of Lombok, the magnitude 7.0 quake killing at least 90 people on Sunday. Less than a week ago, 17 people were killed in a similar earthquake in that very same area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
At least 63 people now said to have been shot, 10 of them fatally, in Chicago over the weekend. President Trump's lawyer taking notice, Rudy Giuliani tweeting today, quote, Chicago murders are direct result of one-party Democratic rule for decades. Giuliani then endorsing the Republican who's looking to unseat embattled Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Some classic telephone scams have resurfaced again, as USA Radio's Wendy King tells us.
The Federal Trade Commission says it may be a text, an email, or in this case, a phone call.
You have been served with a legal lawsuit and warrant for your arrest has been procured under your name. Call us back immediately before we take any legal action.
First of all, whether it's U.S. Marshals or the IRS, you won't get a robocall about a warrant. No matter how legitimate they sound, the FTC says no badge numbers or knowledge of your Social Security number should persuade you to do what the scammer wants. Don't send money. Don't give them personal or financial information. And if in doubt, contact local authorities or FTC.gov. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And actress Charlotte Ray, known for her character Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes and Facts of Life, has died at 92. Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com, Flemington area. It was 86 on my way in today. Supposed to be in the low 90s, 91 today, but heat advisory out there, heat index could get close to 100 degrees with the humidity. Patchy fog tonight after 2 a.m. Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 91. Again, a little chance of some showers Tuesday evening, Tuesday night, lows in the 70s. Rain continuing, a chance on Wednesday. Precip, 40% chance on Wednesday and into Wednesday night, lows in the upper 60s. And showers on Thursday in the morning, clearing up and highs in the mid-80s again. Thursday, it looks clear. Friday, sunny. And Saturday, that chance of showers and thunderstorms again, looks like from here. But that could change. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Chef Bill's Table, WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We get here, get together live every Monday, most Mondays. Had to work last week, but we're back. And talking about food always, beverages sometimes, things coming up. We're halfway through summer now. And if you're on vacation, I guess you've got, if you have people going back to school, you've only got a couple of weeks to get things rolling. The high school, youth sports will start again, colleges start, and back to normal, right? And summer would be more normal if we could just relax. But anyway, thinking of handheld foods again, and we've done conversations about that, how most of our favorite foods seem to be handheld now, eliminating the need for utensils, especially, it involves another one of your senses, touch. Thinking of lobsters, we've been grilling the burgers and everything. It seems summertime, at least at the restaurant for us, a strong seafood season. And I also, of course, call it butter season because what's better with seafood than butter, at least hot seafood? Seems we always have to have a little dip. And lobster is one of those dishes that very rich on its own, but we still seem to enhance it with some kind of rich sauce, I guess. Rich deserves rich, right? You know, that's when you're pairing wines, you go by the weight, as we like to call it, the body, the weight of the dish. And if the dish is rather heavy, say, again, sort of thinking hot lobster with butter, then the Chardonnay, the fuller-bodied wines go best with that. If you're going a little more citrus and light, then Sauvignon Blancs, you know, just for a quick example of the differences. Two entirely different grapes and matching up with the same food, but how the food is treated will determine what pairs best with it. So lobsters, many ways to do it. Of course, we've been in the summer. What happens with lobsters, just like soft-shell crabs, the crabs molt and shed. That's how they grow. Lobsters do the same thing. So even though they're cold water, the water warms a little bit, they shed their shells and they grow a little bit. A one-pound lobster takes about 5 years to get to that size. And we've, of course, fished quite a few of them out, so the price is pretty dear. The prices do drop in the summertime when the sheds are out there. New shells, they call them firm shells. And it used to, it was classically, it was like a Jersey Shore, the soft shells lobsters. Now, they're not soft shell like crabs where you eat the shell, but they're a heck of a lot easier to handle. If you've ever eaten a whole lobster, usually it's split. The tail meat's relatively easy to get out, but the claw and knuckle, you need the little nutcrackers there and a little pick, and you want to get every morsel out of there, right? It's all very good. So the firm shells, when you find them, they're a little bit less money, but what happens is the meat's a little bit more watery. It's not quite as nice as the hard shell and very cold lobsters, but as I said, easier to handle, and some people prefer that. And it's, you know, again, it's summer. You want, maybe that's what you're looking for. I know in a lobster roll, the nice soft lobster meat, you know, you can kind of tell if it's something that's been, you know, a frozen cooked product or something like that. You need the fresh meat. We steam them, live lobsters, and then pick the meat out for our lobster sliders. We don't do the hot dog roll. It's for some reason down here, you can't get good split top rolls, if you know what I mean. The ones that sometimes they'll take a regular hot dog roll and just cut that through the top, but that's not the same as these ones that are squared off. You bake the rolls like that. You bake them touching each other when they proof. And that's called the kissing crust, by the way, the flat side of the roll. And what that allows you to do, of course, is butter it and grill the outside of the roll. If you're using a standard hot dog roll, of course, you're going to open it up and butter the inside and grill it. But the split tops, you grill the outside, so you're it's like a grilled cheese, right? That kind of thing. I know I went to there's a restaurant. I hesitate to say a chain. There's a bunch of them around. Burger and Lobster, and they have a location in New York, but they're international. They're started in England. A bunch of them there, and then they've branched out, and that's all they serve. They serve hamburgers, really very good hamburgers, and lobster. And then there's a couple of other things, a lobster bisque. You can, you know, maybe get some raw oysters, you know, a couple of extra things like that. But the main thing is lobster and its variations and burgers. And the best combination, we went there, and of course, I guess you could call it their surf and turf. You get the combination. So it's a burger that a little bit smaller than their standard burger. It's a 6 ounce instead of maybe an 8 or a 10. Still with all the trimmings on it, bacon, cheese, everything, and then you get a 1 pound lobster. If you're getting lobster by itself, of course, the lobsters are bigger. They have all different sizes. The tanks are right there. But that was really nice for, you know, not expensive, especially by New York standards. I think it was around $31, and you're getting, you know, a really good burger and fresh lobster and some nice thin French fries and a small tangle of green salad. And, of course, they have this lemon butter that everybody, I think it's a lemon garlic or lemon chive butter, lemon chive maybe, but it's an emulsion. It's not just dipping the lobster into the clear drawn butter. It's held together like a beurre blanc. Very good. And that combination, just if you're thinking whether you're inside or outside, you know, you talk about pairing very casual with very upscale, lobster being the upscale, it's a neat idea. And it would be actually a nice party too, right? Burger and lobster. And they have the lobster rolls, a couple of variations of that, some fried lobster. We've done at the restaurant, we have a fried lobster tail. I always think it's one of those decadent things. You're taking lobster that's rich already, and then you're deep frying it, breading it and deep frying. We do the panko. And, of course, you're still going to serve some melted butter, and it seems strange, dipping something breaded and fried into melted butter. But if you're frying properly, the tail does not come out greasy. It's nice and crispy, so you've got that component there. You've got texture. The meat, of course, we use raw lobster tails for that. And it's some Old Bay fries and maybe a little slaw. Slaw is always good, with vegetable or coleslaw. We'll talk about that a little bit later, variations. And you got a great plate. I think a fried lobster tail could go nicely on a sandwich also. again, it's not an expensive sandwich, but certainly four weighs 5 to 6 ounce tail, so it's plenty of food, plenty for a meal. So what we're going to do today, I'm going to run down about, you know, like we try to purchasing, I think buying the correct product and how to handle it is just as important as following a recipe. If you don't have good product to start out with or the proper product, you're not going to get the good results. So when we come back after a couple of messages here, we'll start to look about lobsters and a couple of things you can do with them, how to handle them, how to cook them. You know, simple is usually best, but what I've seen with all simple things is technique is very important, and the integrity of the product that you're purchasing is important. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes to give this a rundown. I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back here at Chef Bill's Table, WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio, voice of business. So, lobsters, as I said before, they 5 years to get to a pound, and the 1 pound lobsters are normally called chicken lobsters, chickens, you hear that term. What we've done in the past, and it makes sense. We're making for lobster, say lobster rolls, lobster sliders, is by what's called a cull. A cull has only one claw. So, and of course, you're buying them by the weight, so you are paying, you know, there's less weight, but a cull could be any size. But normally they're, you know, they're smaller ones, a claw falls off and can't really sell them to a restaurant that needs to present a whole lobster. But for lobster meat, what it does give you is a higher ratio of tail meat to claw meat. So instead of the tail and two claws, you have a tail and one claw. Tails, of course, easier to clean, and they are, you know, a little, you know, easier to slice uniformly. Although the claw meat is very, very tender, different, little different texture than the tail meat. But we find for lobster salad or lobster rolls that those work fine. So if you do find culls, they're normally a little bit less money per pound, and you've got the bonus of a little bit more tail meat. You've got eighth, they go by eighth of a pound. So it's every 2 ounces. And, of course, as the price, as the size goes up, not only are you paying for more weight, the price per pound normally goes up. So if a one-pound lobster is, say, you know, $8 a pound, a one-and-a-quarter-pound lobster might be $8.50 a pound. A two-pound lobster might be $9.50. It goes on from there. So you've got eighths, you've got quarters, you've got halves. So 1.5 pound is normally a good size for a meal per person. Two-pounder, it's a little treat. That's what a lot of steakhouses will use, a two-pound and up. And lobsters, unlike many other creatures that and even produce, sometimes when things get larger, they become less tender. And not so with lobsters. In fact, to get a good yield, using a larger lobster oftentimes can yield you a little bit more meat out of there, because the you know, it's easier to get it out of the legs, which a lot of times on a small lobster, it's really tough to pick out the little, we used to call it lobster spaghetti, the little, that's what it looks like. It looks like little thin noodles. I know processors used to have, they have these rollers that they can kind of squeeze out that cooked lobster. Sometimes you'll see, we used to call it lobster spaghetti, and use it for stuffings and sauces, things like that, where you don't need big chunks, just need some small pieces of meat and some flavor. So if you're doing, you know, two-pound lobsters are a treat. You know, and you figure, you know, a lobster, so yield is usually about 20 to 25% meat, probably more toward 20% for the firm shells, and a little bit better for the hard shells. So if something, you know, if the lobster is again, $8 a pound, you're getting a quarter pound or less of cooked, well, that's cooked meat also, cooked meat coming out of there. But that's plenty for a nice lobster roll, or in the case of our restaurant at Jake's, we'll serve lobster sliders. We get the little slider rolls. We still butter them and toast the so the inside, so you've got the buttered roll. And then, of course, the lobster. We make a little bit of minced celery, not too much. We want the lobster to be the star here. And some mayonnaise, lemon juice, and we put a little Old Bay seasoning in there. You can certainly leave that out if you want. The Old Bay helps. We serve it with Old Bay fries and a sherry sauce, so it kind of goes together. Good taste. If you're, you know, farther north, you may not, you may use a different seasoning, or you may not use any. You might put an herb in there. But usually people kind of agree that the simpler the better. Now, the other way, I think the original lobster roll was really a hot lobster. It was really a way of eating shelled lobster. So you have this buttered roll, and it's, and a place like Burger Lobster, we use a brioche, something that's made for them, obviously, a lot richer. A brioche roll there tastes almost like a grilled cheese by itself. Very good. But a standard hot dog split-top roll, and you would have the shelled lobster meat and basically warm it back up in a little bit of butter and season it with some salt and pepper. And then, again, the squeeze of lemon, if you like, afterwards. And just pack that sautéed lobster meat into the buttered roll. And it's like eating a lobster drenched with butter without having to do the work of picking it out of the shells. I think, you know, getting it out of the shells in the casual, even you know, a fancier setting, it's fun, you know, and you get some places will put the bib on you so you don't mess up your clothes, and you get a little towel that you can always wash up afterwards. But it is kind of fun to eat that way. It's really odd, too, that because of the price of lobster, the places that serve lobster and what you have to charge for it, most people don't think of that as finger food. But, you know, you take, take expensive ingredients. I mean, sushi is finger food. Technically, asparagus can be eaten. You know, there's a lot of expensive product out there or meals that are best eaten with your hands. So when you're buying lobsters, of course, you want them live, like any shellfish. And if you don't have a big pot to steam or boil them in at home, oftentimes where you buy the fish, your fish shop will have a steamer there. And a lot of the supermarkets do that now. And you purchase a lobster. Of course, you're buying it, you know, at the weight was. And for a small upcharge, or maybe even as a courtesy, the place will steam it for you. They usually have a high-pressure steamer, so it only takes a few minutes. Now the lobster meat is cooked. You cool it down, and you've got not that much work to pick it apart, pick out the meat. As I say, oftentimes lobster, I mean, we'll serve, again, a fried broiled tail, and we use North American lobster tails for that, too. There's many out there, and we'll go into the different things that are called lobsters out there. For just tails, come out of Canada. I think Canada has a lot of the market on the frozen. But it's that same North American lobster. North American lobsters have claws that are edible. And all the other ones, when you see Australian, Brazilian, South African, spiny lobster, rock lobster, all these creatures are, they don't have the claws, or at least not edible claws. You've got crayfish, you can't eat the claws, you got just the tail. Lobsterettes, which are probably closer to like a scampi. Again, all these claws don't have any meat in them. So it's only that North American lobster, and it's, of course, you know, from Jersey on up, and then, of course, Western Europe. You go across the pond, you will find that same lobster in the North Atlantic. But very good that I've found that from cooking different types of lobster over the years, or lobster tails, the Maine lobster or North American lobster is meat that will reheat well. Oftentimes, if you get frozen tails and cook, you know, and you try to, if you want to warm them back up, they might toughen up a little bit. But the Maine lobster meat is always tender. And in fact, so many recipes call for the lobsters to be already cooked. And then you shell the meat, then it's easier to handle. If you see a butter poached lobster tail, for example, in a restaurant, often if it's a North American lobster, most of the time the lobster is par cooked and then finished off in the butter emulsion. We've done, when you talk about par cooking, now you have your lobsters, of course, you're buying them whole, fresh, live, and the difference, you know, do I steam it, do I boil it? Well, there's advantages to both. Steaming is quicker because you don't need to bring as big pot of water to the boil. Whereas if you're cooking several lobsters at home, you need a pretty big pot. Or if you're going to cook them, you know, you can cook them a couple at a time. So steaming is easier, less water. A little bit more cooking time for steaming them. The boiling them, the nice thing about boiling them is you can season the water, put some salt in there. If you have any seawater, of course, that's ideal. But if you want to make it not as a briny as, say, we do our salt potatoes, but you want, you know, you can be a little aggressive with the kosher salt or sea salt. Don't use iodized salt. And the rule of thumb is for 1 pound lobster, you're going to do about 8 minutes after the water returns to the boil. So you have boiling water, salt it, put the lobster in, and time 8 minutes. That's for fully cooked. You know, for a 2 pounder, it might be 12 minutes. And if you're a pound and a half, it's, you know, 10, 11 minutes on the boil. That gives you, and if you're not sure, You can always take an instant read thermometer and insert it by the thick part of the tail there. You want it to be no more than 140 degrees. You don't need it to be, seafood protein sets at a very low temperature, so you don't need to cook it to that, like chicken, 160 degrees, 155 degrees. 140 is plenty. And after your lobsters are cooked, you're going to let them rest a little bit. You don't want to cut them open right away. You want some of that water to settle back into the meat, just like a roaster or a steak. Let it rest for a little bit, and trust me, it'll stay hot for a while in that shell. And then you're ready to serve. You can clean them out or let the guests do their own. You need the tools there, but very easy just to serve it. And again, we always like our melted butter with it, or if you want to do a nice seasoned butter, that's fine, or just as it is. Now, if you're doing lobsters for further recipe work, you can do what we call blanching them. So if you're doing a stuffed lobster or even a grilled lobster, it's hard to cut a lobster in half and throw it on the grill. It's going to flop all over the place. And truthfully, I'd rather steam the lobster a little bit. The meat doesn't shrink up as much. It's just like if you steam a clam, you've got a nice little plump clam in there. If you shuck the clam and just take that little meat and steam it, of course, you end up with almost nothing. So, but blanching the lobsters, cook them for maybe 4 or 5 minutes, for a 1 pounder. It's not going to cook the tail all the way in the claw, but it will cook it enough so you can extract the meat from the shell easily. One thing about lobsters, the tail meat, you can normally split the tail raw and get it out of the shell. But the claw and knuckle meat, there's no way you're getting that meat out of there without it being partly cooked at least. So if you're going to do further cooking with the lobster, the best thing is to par cook it and chill it down, and then you can work with it. And it's very simple to warm it up a little bit. You don't have to really, it's not going to take much to bring it back. We've got a cut for news here at the half hour, and we'll be back and see what we can do with our boiled or steamed or par cooked lobster, Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a veteran Philadelphia cop shot early today while attempting to serve a warrant at a home in the Germantown section of that city. He's listed in critical condition. However, the police commissioner, Richard Ross, says he believes the officer is expected to survive. Two people inside the home, a man and a woman, were injured. They're also hospitalized in critical condition. After President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, America Today is set to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Former independent U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman says he applauds President Trump.
For getting us out of the agreement, there was a 90-day winding down period to Monday, August 6th. This is the day that half the sanctions go back on, and hopefully that'll bring the Iranians back to the negotiating table.
That from Fox News, this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Welcome back to Chef Bill's Table here at WHCR-DB, 100 in Chamber Radio. So if we're using these fresh lobster, we've either boiled them, steamed them. The advantage to boiling them also is you have the start of a great broth. And if you're using your lobsters for other things, say a risotto, or you're making a sauce, this is why you would probably want to boil them, because the shells are what give flavor to a sauce. Just like bones make a nice stock, it's the shells on shellfish, crustaceans, let's say, shrimp and lobsters, crabs, that give the water some character, a little bit of flavor. We have made lobster stock with shells after we've cleaned the lobster, and you roast the shells and do it again. But really the best way to get that initial flavor, you've got your seasoned water. Now you can save this water. You can boil your corn in it if you're having corn or potatoes or anything else. Kind of simulates that lobster, that clam bake type thing where everything is cooked on the seaweed there, all cooks together. But this broth or water can be useful as a base for a soup. You can do a chowder. You can reduce it and make a sauce. So if you're, you don't want to waste, especially when you're spending the money you do on something like lobsters or crabs or shrimp, do you want to take advantage of every ounce of flavor you can out of that? Now, if the whole lobsters aren't your thing, if you can't get them or you don't want to handle them, lobster tails, again, look for the Maine or the Canadian lobster tail, North American lobster tails. It will be clearly labeled, the source, the country of origin. And prepping them for grilling is relatively easy. You split the tail down the curved side. Of course, you're going to have that side up. Split the tail almost all the way through, fan it open, and then you've got the tail meat exposed. If you're going to grill the tails, what I like to do is loosen the meat up and rest it back in the shell. It's a little easier to get out afterwards. And simply shell side down on the grill, let it cook through, let that shell get nice and toasty. And you're going to do, at least two-thirds of the way. And then you flip it, of course, baste it, and flip it. And then it's only a matter of, really seconds, could be less than a minute. You're going to have the other side cooked. Nice way to present an easy-to-eat lobster tails. And if you're using, yes, it's a frozen product, but the North American lobster tails are very good. Now, what we do for frying them, we remove all but the little fins on the back. So we take the lobster out of the shell, kind of put the leave the fins on there, presentation, and if somebody just wants to pick it up, then fine. And you could do these whole, you could even do halves. You could do the way we prep them, they don't curl up. Normally, you're cooking a shrimp or a lobster, the muscle underneath, you'll see the reddish part there. It will curl up, and of course, in a shrimp, that kind of tells you when the shrimp are done. They look like a comma. In a lobster tail, it curls up, but we like for cooking purposes also, it cooks more evenly, is we'll turn the tail over so the red side is up, and with a knife, you just score the whole length of the tail on either side, just kind of cut it. You'll feel it's almost like a little membrane there, and that's what causes the lobster tail to curl up. So you open that up a little bit. You've exposed, you've got a little more surface area, and for frying, of course, you're going to get more even cooking. But this thing now, when you bread it, you have your seasoned flour, your egg, and we use panko or your favorite breadcrumb, and you kind of flatten it out, and you'll be surprised the volume. I mean, it just gives you that greater surface area, more crunch, right? A little better crunch to soft ratio, and then we deep fry it. Now you could also saute it. We've done even a Francais style with that, prepping the tail the same way. Just flour and beaten egg. You've got your hot oil or clarified butter, and you can certainly make a nice battered lobster that way. You can do tempura, fish and chip batter. But fried lobster, again, you've got something rich, but you're making it richer, right? And that same technique, of course, could be used for very large shrimp. If you want to serve them, they'll look almost like drumsticks at that point. If you, again, score that membrane so the meat will lay flat and not curl up. So now, so we've got steamed lobster, boiled, fried. If you're doing, we did for, done for parties, especially if you have a lot of people. The way to serve our lobsters easily, and what we did was we par cooked the lobsters, let them cool down a little bit so we could handle them, and you split the lobsters in half, clean out the body sack. You got the liver and the brains, I think, the head sack, all that stuff that's not edible. So you've got a little well there to put stuff in. We would then clean the claw and knuckle meat. The claw meat, either with the back of a knife or the nutcrackers, what I do is take the small pincer and kind of twist it gently and then crack the large part of the claw. Usually you can then extract the claw in a whole piece. That's what you try to do. The knuckle meat, the two other joints there, of course, you can either use your little lobster pick there to extract that meat, or you can split them with the knife or crush them and pull those. You should get two good little knobs of meat there. And if it's, if it breaks a little bit, don't worry about it. So you put the claw and this leg meat back into the body cavity. So now you've got this nice little half lobster with the claw and knuckle meat in it. And now you can hold that for service, meaning if you need to chill that down, say you're going to do something later, it's very easy to bring those back over. It doesn't have to be a very hot grill. You can just, what we did is baste them with some butter, or if you have some of your lobster broth there, go for it. Splash a little bit on there. And just warm the lobster back up. Butter, of course, is the best. Put a little dab of butter in there. Shell side down. Close the lid in a matter of, again, a minute or so. I mean, you can heat these lobsters up. They're already mostly cooked. You're just bringing them back to temperature, and then everybody gets, either half lobster or two halves, whatever you're serving. And you don't have all the mess. You don't need all the tools. You don't need the bib. We try to do that just for convenience for the guest. And we do it in restaurants that way. It's just you want to make it as trouble-free as possible. So if you're trying to serve a large amount of people, or say, not everybody wants a whole lobster, maybe you're serving some other things, these half-prepped lobsters are very good. Now, you can also make a broiled stuffed lobster this way. You can do a thermidor or something. You want to glaze it with a sauce. But prepping those lobsters and then doing that work up front, now you've got your broth. If you need to make a sauce, it's one of those, you can save a lot of time, especially if you're entertaining, by doing some of this work ahead. Now what do we serve with? Oh, I saw a variation on a lobster. It looked pretty good. Summertime, of course, we've got our tomatoes, right? The Jersey tomatoes, or in most places, that's really what you look forward to. And you've heard of course, the caprese, the tomato mozzarella. So I saw this one. It was in a book called Grills and Greens. Pretty cool book. It's all light stuff, salads, sandwiches. And the authors, they called it a lobster mozzarella melt. And so you need a cooked 1.5-pound lobster, let's say. This would be enough for a couple of two people. And have two French rolls or two I don't know about Kaisers, long rolls. Something you would make maybe a small hoagie on. French rolls are always good for that. So you need to have a little aioli, if you like. You like garlic, or a little mayonnaise on hand. Two tablespoons of basil oil, which we make in the restaurant. Grind up the basil in the processor and actually let it go for a few minutes so it just dissolves everything. If you're going to hold it for a while, a lot of times recommended to blanch the basil leaves first, like 2 or 3 seconds in hot water, just to set the color. You'll need some fresh basil, 2 tablespoons, and 2 tablespoons of chopped tomato. And if you have your, whether your plums are regular, you want the potatoes, of course, the seeds and things out of that. You just, if you try to make the concassé, peel the tomatoes and then take the seeds out, that's even better. You'll need a half an avocado sliced into 8 pieces, and then 3 ounces of fresh mozzarella sliced into 6 thin slices. So you build this. So you have your aioli, you have your chopped tomato mixture, your slices of mozzarella, and then cooked lobster meat put in there. You can toast them open face. You can put them together. Of course, again, you've got your aioli, a little bit of basil oil if you like, and have this kind of tomato basil sandwich. I mean, it would taste delicious cold also, but either way, warm it up or serve it cold. And by the way, if you're going to make mayonnaise for this, which, you know, mayonnaise is one of those great convenience foods we have, but relatively simple. And then when you make your own, again, you have the control over the salt, the sugar. You can leave the sugar out. You don't need to use vinegar. You can use lemon juice, lighten it up. You can use a very good olive oil. So basically the ratio, it's 1 egg and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon of white pepper. Whisk that up in a, you could do it in a bowl with a whisk. You could do it in a food processor. And then you're going to drizzle in 1 cup of olive oil. And better, I mean, you could use the best olive oil you want. I wouldn't use the pomace oil. I would make it, use a virgin oil. You know, you're going to treat yourself, right? And you can adjust the seasoning afterwards. You can, you know, put some zest in there, some chives. But if you're treating yourself to lobster, perhaps the mayonnaise might be something you would make also in all your spare time, right? We've got to get a couple of messages on board here, and we'll be back, and maybe a couple of accompaniments to our lobster, Chef Bill's Table.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is
All right, we're back at Sheffield's table here at WHCRDB Chamber Internet Radio. So what happens in the summer? So what do we have, zucchinis are coming in, right? Everybody, I know people at work have got zucchini bread. And all of a sudden, when the harvest comes in, you want to use everything, and you can make pickles. We've done similar to a watermelon rind pickle. Take the seeds out of the zucchini, and you can pickle it the same way, and like that nice sweet pickle. It doesn't take as much cooking as a watermelon rind, obviously, but we'll make something that similar. A vegetable slaw. We have a variation. We have several slaws at Jake's, an Asian type. With the red and white cabbage and sesame oil. It goes with Thai tenders. We have regular homemade coleslaw. And then a vegetable slaw, which is a clear dressing. You can almost call it a health slaw, just with the vinegar. I mean, it's got a little bit of sugar in it. And you can still base it with cabbage, but shred some other vegetables in there, and zucchini being one of them. Now, in the wintertime, we'll make the vegetable slaw. We might use turnips and parsnips, maybe a couple of the root vegetables, even some celery root. In the summertime, we'd go to zucchinis, peppers, carrots, and peppers, actually shredding them. We'd do it on that four-sided box grater, and you've got some nice firm bell peppers. You can get some shred. It's more for flavor. You get some juice out of there also. And of course, the carrots you want shredded. The cabbage can be a little bit longer cut. But use your summer squashes in there. And the skin's intact, leave it on there for the color. And it kind of, it's a little better than just straight cabbage. You've got other textures in there. Use the summer squash for that. Again, the vinegar, and you can vary the vinegar if you like, a rice vinegar. It's almost like after a day or so, it's almost like the vegetables have pickled. Dash of oil if you want for a little bit of mouthfeel, but it's really more of a light vinegar base than the creamy mayonnaise one. So very, very different. And if you're looking, putting too much butter on your lobster, maybe the veg slaw is the better way to go, right? Another thing I've done with zucchinis in the past, if you remember a rusty or a basically like a hash brown potato cake, shredded potatoes. I've combined the shredded potatoes with shredded zucchini or julienne, depending on how you're cutting the potato, and a little bit of shredded carrot in there for some color and flavor. And you mix that and fry it in your 10 or 12 inch skillet. Just make a big cake out of it, or you can make individual portions. But the rusty, you're basically in your olive oil or clarified butter, slowly cooking. You don't want it to brown too fast because the vegetables have to cook. And then flip it over like a big cake that you can cut it into wedges and serve it. Or as I say, you could make individual ones. Another way with the corn now and potatoes, you've got some corn that you want to use up. You want some chopped corn. You could do a little potato and corn, what they call them, a savory. Same idea. You take a couple of large Yukon Gold and grate the potatoes just like you would for a potato pancake, and 2 ears of corn. Take the corn and chop it up. Blend that together. Of course, you've got enough starch with the potatoes, a little sweetness from the corn. Just season it with salt and pepper, and then you could make little patties in olive oil, almost like little potato pancakes, but it's potatoes and corn. And I dare say with that, if you want to shred a little zucchini in there, do the same thing. But treat your zucchini along with like other vegetables or like your potatoes as a side dish, if you get tired of zucchini bread and zucchini parmesan. Zucchini can be made into noodles, obviously, for one of my favorites with scallops. And zucchini and basil go so well together, is to ribbon the zucchini and use that as a noodle. You don't even have to boil them. You can saute them. And with some seared scallops, you could do a basil cream or keep it lighter. Some fresh chopped tomatoes, not cooked, just fresh chopped tomatoes on top. Great summer dish. Now, another thing, peaches. And, of course, peaches, you know, hard sometimes to find ripe ones. And I found an idea from Michel Richard, the French chef, for peach coleslaw. Because one day he ended up with some unripe peaches. And I guess you would treat them just like you would the green papaya. I mean, those some of those fruits that are used unripe in salads. He made a peach coleslaw with four peaches, about a pound and a quarter. He still blanched them and julienned them, you know, cut them thin. And he used a yogurt dressing, a half cup of yogurt, 2 teaspoons of sugar, a little sweetness in there, half of the juice of half a lemon. So you got the little, you know, the sweet and the acid there. And he did a half teaspoon of grated ginger and then salt and pepper. And you chill this overnight so the peaches kind of soften up. And really, refreshing. Something, you know, again, you've got a little bit of sugar in there. But if you end up with something a little underripe, treat the peaches into a coleslaw and have something different. Very good with lobster. That's what he served it with, lobster. So lobster fruit, you know, sweet salads normally aren't everybody's favorite, but I think, you know, in the summertime, chill it down, less effect of the sugar. I mean, if you think of it, coleslaw dressing has sugar in it anyway, so this, you know, with the yogurt sounded like a nice twist on that. Enjoy lobster this summer if you can. Great summer food. And all that goes with it. Remember, if you don't have the capability of cooking or steaming or boiling the lobster, fishmonger will always do it for you. But make sure they're kicking and lively. And take good care of them. Treat the lobster well. It will treat you royally. Chef Bill signing off. We'll talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky's in Moscow, meeting with Russian officials and members of Russia's Foreign Relations Committee. He says it's very important that diplomacy continue.
And those who believe in either country that we should not have diplomacy are greatly mistaken.
Reporters did ask Paul whether he raised the subject of Russian meddling in U.S. elections with his Russian counterparts. The senator said that was not the issue at hand at the time. The death toll in Northern California's car fires up to 7 as a utility crew member was killed near Redding while doing repair work yesterday. Authorities in Venezuela say 6 people are in custody in connection with an alleged assassination attempt on the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.